Peter Guber has joined us on Sports Byline, the co-owner of the Golden State Warriors. And Peter, I want to ask you a question about buying sports franchises. I've always told this story with the owner who took over the and bought the franchise down in Houston, the Texans down there. And I remember in talking to him once at the Super Bowl, I said to him, where does it make any financial sense? It's going to cost you about $1 billion to put that team on the field after you pay what it costs to buy the franchise. And I'll never forget him saying, Ronnie, $1 billion ain't going to change my lifestyle one bit. But tell me where spending $450 million between you and your other partners, where that makes financial sense. What did you see in your due diligence that made you say, I want to buy this franchise?
Well, I got one word for you. It's ouch. You know, it's ouch because, you know, it's like you play in a certain way and you make investments in certain businesses, movies and television and new media, and you make decisions based upon a calculation. The calculation is that what you're paying for the enterprise, whether it's a baseball team, a movie, or a television show, whatever it is. I mean, I've made movies that were very, very expensive. My own company made a movie for $80 and $90 million, our own company. You make that decision, and you make that decision on the following calculus, that you're going to do something better than the next guy to make it successful. You believe that. If you don't believe that, you shouldn't buy anything. So the thing you look at, you say, the problems, I don't get it. The Warriors have a lot of challenges, a lot of challenges. I don't get to buy Google. I get to buy Gaggle and try to turn it into Google. You know what I mean? I don't get those other. I have to find things that are, you know, that are not perfect, that need to be reworked, that need the opportunity. And that's the opportunity. Every problem is an opportunity in work clothes. And if you can deal with it effectively, if you're up to the challenge, and you can deal with some of the fear and anxiety of dealing with it, and there's plenty of that too, and you're willing to stay in the fire, hold your own feet to the fire, and you get a little lucky, you can do very well financially. I mean, you really can. The question becomes, what are the metrics of the purchase? What are you going to do differently with the media? What are you going to do differently with the stadium or baseball stadium, the real estate around it, the merchandise? What are you going to do differently with the food concessions? What are you going to do different in the brand? Look what the Red Sox have done with their brand. I'm friendly with Tom Werner, who's the president of the Red Sox. And look what they did with the brand. Their regional sports network is phenomenal. Their merchandise is incredible. You know, you go to the baseball game, it's an experience there. They've gone through, you know, a lot of times losing, many, many years losing, and still had a great fan following. They built legacy fans. And I think it tells you that it's doable. It doesn't mean that it's certain. It just tells you that it's doable. So I'd like to be one of the people that do it. And I'd like to be involved with Joe and the other owners of the Warriors, and there are a number of them, and contribute to that process. And, you know, all the executives that will have to come aboard, I'll try to be a good leader, inspiration and perspiration for them, and try our best. And that's Joe has a great philosophy. He feels that the idea is you're in charge of doing everything you can to win. But at the end of the day, you know, you're not master of the universe. And I think that's true.
You mentioned about Joe Lacob. I've known Joe for a long time. I was involved with the ABL doing the play-by-play when Joe was a major investor for that, the Women's
Right.
Professional Basketball League. And I'm just wondering about picking your partners in something. I mean, all of you are captains of industry in one form or another. You all have egos. How hard is it to put an ownership group together?
I think it's very hard. I think it's hard to put any group together. I think it's hard to get married and be married together. I think it's any time you have a relationship, you know, you have the responsibility of the other party and yourself, and you have to deal with it in an incredibly reasonable manner. Otherwise, you don't have a relationship. You have an argument and a divorce. And so the idea is you look at it and say, can these people contribute? Can they participate? What's their attitude, not just their aptitude? And you make those decisions. You bring them in and along the way. And Joe has done that so many times in the financial businesses that he's run and things that he's, you know, financed and taken over, and when, you know, being a key mover in Kleiner Perkins. And you realize that he really has that skill set and understands the role of partnership. And I think that's the key. That's the key quality. I mean, he understands that. You know, my own view is this, that if you try to cut it too close, you really don't have a partnership. You got to be able to be willing to give and take all the time, you know, and you got to watch your ego. You know, ego is a dangerous thing in a partnership, any kind of partnership with a bunch of owners. You've got to watch your ego. You can't let ego stand for EGO, edging God out. You got to make sure, you know, it's kept in check. And if you do that and you manage the other parties with respect and you allow them to manage you with respect, then you get the best out of everybody.
You know, when you think about it, if my information is correct, I believe that you and Joe were talking to Frank McCourt when he was trying to buy the Dodgers, and you all might have become partners in with that ball club. Are you happy in retrospect, I mean, that you did not go with him? And is there always that possibility that you don't pick the right partner to go into a big multi-million-dollar business deal with?
Hey, half the marriages end in divorce. That's the first thing, you know. And they get some other goodies with marriage that we don't get. So the idea is that I think you have to say to yourself, when you looked at our arrangement with Frank, we were going to be partners with him, both Joe and I. When you look at our arrangement with Frank and what was going, we were frankly, let me use the word, we dodged a bullet.
What's your measure for success in anything that you get involved with, Peter? How do you measure that?
Well, when you're measuring with a sports franchise, I think there's a little different set of navigational stakes. The one that I hold closest for me is that I look at myself as a steward, that the fans own the team, the media owns the team, the city owns the team, you know, the players own the team, and that we manage the resources so it'll be successful. And if it's better, after a period of time, not the first week or the first year, that's ridiculous, but if it's better for us, having been there, that should be the standard. We've left it better than we found it. We improved it, and I think that would be the metric and goal for me. The idea that is economically successful is one of the important ones because you've brought other people into the marketplace. You brought other people into the marketplace, but I think that the trick is to recognize that you can't expect. Let me say jackpots all the time. Got to work really difficult, really hard against a lot of obstacles, known and unknown, and get a lot lucky in order to make these things become real economic engines, whether it's the Lakers or formerly the Dodgers or it's the Red Sox or the Cubs or whether it's one time with the Knicks or the Heat. You have to work real hard and get lucky. And I think that's the engagement that you take when you take on these things. You have to recognize that you're going to have the vicissitudes of all kinds of people yelling at you, poking at you, angry with you, upset with you, questioning you. And if you can't take that, you shouldn't do it.
We only have 2 minutes left, Peter, but I'm just wondering how frustrating is it for people like yourselves who have put hard work in and can control your environment pretty much to deal with something in sports where if a player gets hurt or if they get moody or an agent gets involved and it can almost destroy the franchise or you don't get the success that you knew you were capable of. Things that are out of your control, I guess, is what I'm talking about.
You know, I can't talk about those folks, but I can say this thing. You know, control is an illusion. You're in control of very little. You just do the very best you can in serendipity, hopefully, by doing the best you can and reacting the situations as they arise by using your talent, your energies, your wisdom, your experience, your resources, and your resourcefulness, you get through it. And hopefully, at least 55% or 52% of the time, more successfully than unsuccessful. But, you know, there is, in this business, in some sense, there are no rules, but you break them at your peril.
I know your dad was in the junk business back in Massachusetts. Everybody is a product of their environment and how they grew up. What did you get out of that environment and your family that makes you what you are today?
Well, I can tell you what made me was that my folks were totally supportive of me. They were unconditionally on my side. We lived in a very bonded family and grew up together, and it was certainly a period where there were no drugs, you know, and there was, you know, we had our problems in Vietnam and everything that my family went through, but basically, we, you know, survived those 60s, and I think we stuck together, and I think that kind of loyalty is the kind of element that I have with people around me that, Well, I'm extremely loyal to Joe. I'm extremely loyal to the people that have come aboard as part of our partnership. And I just think that, you know, if you live that way, it's the best way to live. And I think my family taught me that.
Peter, I want to thank you for this conversation. I look forward to the next time we have a chance to sit down and go into some other areas of sports. Congratulations on your success, because that story about the Dayton Dragons is a very special one. And I love the fact that the city had gone through two recessions, and they even had a 24-game losing streak, but you still have 9,000 people on the waiting list. Thank you very much for joining us on Sports Byline.
Thank you, too.
Peter Goober with us, again, co-owner along with Joe Lacob and some other minority owners of the Golden State Warriors. He's also the founder and CEO of Mandalay Entertainment, which is a multimedia venture spanning movies, TV, sports, and new media. And they bought the Golden State Warriors for a record $450 million. I'm Ron Barr. We continue with more of you and Sports Byline.